Good morning, everyone, and welcome again. Today, happy to have Brent Peter alongside, and we're going to talk different subjects, and Peter's going to open with prayer. I'm going to talk about rest and sleep, and then I'm going to turn Peter the Great loose and let him talk about whatever comes to his mind today. Although I know he had a subject, he told me he had a subject, but if you think I remember what he told me 2 days ago, forget about it. All right. So, rest and sleep. You know, I preach rest and sleep for the longest time because it's one of the key components. People think that, you know, I'm trying to get him to go to bed early. Not really. You're going to go to bed when you want to go to bed. But you're going to find that if you go to bed earlier than you used to, and you take rest when you can, you will heal quicker. There ain't no doubt about it. The proof of the pudding, the two guys that aren't here at the moment, who said they would show up, and they may, and I hope they do, because you see, it's Dale and Teddy. And why are Dale and Teddy can ask for me if they get here, because one of them is working today. Maybe driving. Because they really get the whole concept down, okay, for the longest time. And they wondered why they weren't getting well as quick as they could. And I explained to them that if you don't get what I call the REM sleep, which is the sleep that comes once it gets dark, real dark, you see the stars, it's dark, it's night. Well, the earlier you go to sleep after that, the potential of getting up earlier in the morning is greater, but you get the best sleep you could possibly have. You go to sleep 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night, you're missing the whole REM cycle. And so you're settling for something that's less than what you actually need, and that will prolong the illness. So, rest and sleep, in my opinion, and I said it before, are the number one most important part of healing. Everything else is important. But if you don't do rest and sleep properly, you're going to be here an extra year or so. And that's if you're working. And if you're not working and you don't get enough rest and sleep, don't tell me. I'll yell at you. All right. Pete, I don't see the boys here. Who's 760? Who's that? Oh, that's Diane and Paul, yeah? Is that Mr. and Mrs. What's-His-Names?
Yeah, hi, Mel. Yeah, I am here.
Okay. Good morning, guys. All right, so I don't know if every one of you are aware, if not, but I have the new strain of COVID. And it is a... I can't even say the word. It's a curse word. If Tia was here, she'd yell at me. But man, it's horrible. I mean, it is absolutely horrible. Now, when we come to this virus, it is JN1, Pete?
That's correct.
Okay, why don't you talk for a moment a little bit about the virus, because you explained to me what happened. Oh, I'll tell them how it happened, okay? Well, I needed a new driver's license, and I needed to register the car. But in this state, which you all probably figured out by now, I really hate. That's Texas, okay? I've made one friend in a year, one, because these are not the friendliest people. And if you're from the north, you're a Yankee, okay? And the toxicity in this town is insane because all the different things that are going on, but primarily I bet it's the oil coming out of the earth, okay? The weather is insanely horrible with humidities running from 90 to 90%, 99%, almost 8 months out of the year, and you got to go to two different places to get a license and a registration, which has never been like that in any other state that I've gone to. So on my second attempt to get my driver's license, because again, in this state, you better take your birth certificate. Oh, they won't give you a drive. I said, look at you, do I look old enough to drive? You got to go home and get the birth certificate. Well, I had to go home, and that was a different day than the time I went this week, and I had to spend days looking for where I buried it. I found it. I went back. I had an early morning appointment because, you know, I believe shopping on Sundays at 6 o'clock is one of the smartest things I've ever done, because the stores have had air running all night, and they're trying to clean their air, but there's nobody there, so you're in and out. I can do three stores that I like to shop and be home. If I get the first one to 5:30 to 6, I can be home between 8 and 8:30. So I'm not ever dealing on Sundays with a lot of people. So I made the appointment for 8 o'clock, figuring, okay, there can't be that many people. Well, I got there, there were 100 people already, at least. And when I left, there were 500 or 600 people. And let me tell you, either someone breathed on me, someone sneezed on me, or as Peter says, this new COVID vaccination allows the disease to come out through the pores of their skin, go into the air, and all you have to do is breathe in. So, with that being said, Pete, what can you say about this new one?
Good morning, brother. Good morning, folks. Can you, at least it's morning here in California. Can you guys hear me okay, Mel?
Yes, fine.
Yeah.
Great. I'd like to go to the Lord in prayer to begin, to invite him to our conversation this morning, if that's that meets with everyone's approval. Dear Father, we are so encouraged.
Pete, absolutely. You know, you told me that when I talked to you before we started the call, and that's just it, Pete. I didn't remember. I said, yeah. So you should have cut in on me and said, Mel, prayer. Okay,
well,
so next time I make that faux pas, you just jump on board, will you?
Sure.
You can never get enough prayer.
Amen. Isaiah 55:11 says that God's word will not go out and return void. So it's a powerful healing tool. But let's go to the altar of truth and grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so encouraged and joyous to be here together in this forum on this call today. So we want to ask you, Father, to grant unto us the sweet and inward, quiet, gracious frame of spirit, which freely submits and delights in your wise and fatherly disposal in every condition, Father, that this might help us this morning to be satisfied with your loving provision in any and every situation that we talk about. And then, Father, we ask that you strengthen us, encourage us, and comfort us as we move forward today, that by your Spirit we will bear fruit, and that we may go one more day with you in our life. So, Father, thank you for all that you're doing, for the gift of what Christ has already done for us on the cross, for your word, for prayers like this, because we understand, we call forth with our whole hearts that it is in your love and your provision that we are safe and sound in our walk in these unprecedented times. It's in Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Pete. I'll bet you I know Sunny really loved that. That's a new twist. Every Saturday now, there's a girl named Sunny here, and she loves prayer. So I bet she got a kick out of it, because I'm not sure she was here on a call where you've opened with prayer in the past.
Amen.
We get your seal of approval, Sonny?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I knew. Go ahead, Pete. I'll shut up. It's hard for me, but I would try.
You know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus commanded us not to worry. We're talking about stress today. It's recorded in Matthew 6 where he said, therefore I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? So, you know, we're going to talk about stress, but I think we have to look to a biblical, global approach in all that we're doing in these unprecedented times right now. There's a revival going on in this great country right now, and prayer in relationship with the Father has what has gifted me in my life with the discernment of what I know. I'm not a health guy. I'm not a very good researcher on my own, but God leads me to things and directs me in this greater discernment that comes from dedicating to prayer every day. So we just wanted to invite him in this morning, and I've got my journals all spread about me. So Mel, you wanna kick us off, and then I can come in behind you, or however you want to proceed. Questions, whatever you think is best.
Well, I already talked about rest and sleep, and unless Teddy and Dale show up, I don't know anybody else who really listens as much as they have. Look, both these boys, they both have a job. They have to drive about 50 minutes every morning to their jobs and then home. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then they've got a family with children. And they both have their own little businesses on the weekend. So these guys at the one-year mark and at the 18-month mark told me they're not getting well as quick as they asked. So I asked them, what time do you go to sleep? And they told me. And I asked them, when do you rest? And they told me. And sleep was 11 to 12, and rest was hardly ever. Well, they both started going to sleep at about 8, 9 o'clock at night, and they both started stealing hours every chance they got to rest. Now, rest doesn't mean you have to go to sleep. Rest means that you've got to relax the mind and body by taking yourself away from the situation at hand. It can be a book. It can be a hobby. It can be television. It can be many, many things that allow the body to, I don't know, decompose is not the right word, Peter. What would be the right word when the body relaxes because of what you're doing?
Well, it's a state of mind that we have to understand how to bring ourselves into. There's strategies, meditation, and other things that we can talk about this morning, but we have to understand that stress has many causes, but it is always closely related to our emotions. So it can be most often it's a direct result of toxic thinking for most of us, and negative emotions. Again, the results of how we handle them will affect our health for better or for worse. So we may not like the idea of digging around in our soul, so to speak, to pull out the root of our emotions, but if they are not dealt with, we are not going to be able to deal with the hidden stressors that we're dealing with. And, of course, this disease brings forth a lot of them. So serious emotions in our life, bitterness, resentment because we're sick, they require a radical emotional care and can't just be flippantly dismissed. We have to address them through certain strategies, one of which is, to realize that God created us with the capacity to express a variety of emotions. And then there's things we can talk about this morning. One of the things I want folks to be able to have available to them this morning, Mel, is something called the RAISE. I think we've talked about this in the past. The RAISE stress inventory. If you, just a second here, let me see if I can find about it real quick here. Everybody should maybe take
it.
Yeah, maybe folks should take some notes. It's called the RAISE stress inventory, and that's spelled RHAYS, stress inventory. Let me do something here real quick for you guys, and then I'll have something very important to share with you here. Let me just there we go, new tab. I just want to bring it up real quick because and show you a couple things that it can help you.
I want to interrupt you and allow you to look it up because one of the boys showed up. And I want him to tell. I don't want him to just hear me. I want him to hear the people who listen to me. Dale, God bless you for showing up. I know how busy you are today. I had just finished talking about convincing you and Teddy to go to bed earlier at night and steal rest every chance you got. And from those two things which you started to incorporate, you felt an improvement in your restoration. Is that a fair assessment?
Good afternoon, Mel, and hello, everyone. Yes, that is true. Rest is
tell them
so
about
important.
What you do. About okay. going to work, driving to work, coming home, driving home, getting home, the family. Sometimes you wind up cooking, the children, and then your part-time business.
Right, yeah. My my full-time job, yeah, it's an hour, sometimes an hour and 20 minutes away, depending on how bad traffic is on a given day. So, yeah, I have to get up. I have to get up early around 5:30 to help get the kids ready because my wife takes the older two to school with her. She's a teacher, but they have to be at school really early. And then I take my younger, the youngest one, to daycare, but she can't be there until 7 is the earliest I can drop her off. And then I have – then I that causes me to be stuck in traffic for an hour. And then after work, another long commute home. And then when I get home, you know, preparing my meal and sometimes helping being a short order chef for the kids. They all seem to want their own thing. So, yeah, it's definitely a busy life. And then the kids have their basketball and soccer and cheer activities. And so, yeah, we're constantly on the move, going here and there, and finding rest is hard to come by, you know, by the time we get them in bed and all that. So, yeah, but rest is definitely so important for getting well and just rejuvenating your body. And it's when your body can do a lot of its healing is when you get your good REM sleep, you know. So Mel has is constantly every time I'm on a call with him, are you getting enough rest? Are you getting in bed on time? And reminding me how important it is, you know, to get that extra rest that your body needs to heal. So I would definitely encourage everybody to make sure they're getting enough rest and relaxation.
How about encouraging them to believe me that it works?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mel knows what he's talking about. He's had experience, you know, in getting a lot of folks well. So, yeah, just believe what Mel says and definitely following not just the rest, but the sum of the parts, not just some of the parts. So it's, you know, I've seen definitely marked improvement over the last 2 years since I've been in this community. A lot of things have improved and still dealing with some issues that arise here and there, but, you know, I'm definitely a lot better than I was when I came here 2 years ago. So.
Okay, well, let me give a thought, okay? The thought is there are people who were here 5 years, and they worked, and they didn't listen. And finally, at some point in time, and I can name two, but I won't do that to them, they cried to me like babies after 4.5 years, and I told them, look, if you just do what I ask you to do or tell you to do, I promise it's going to work. Well, both of them within 6 or 7 months did the happy dance, and the last one just made a post after 5 years, I'm ready to do the happy dance. I don't want you to cry to me 4.5 years from now and tell me you had enough. All you got to do is trust me. I mean, I know, how do you trust anybody today? But my job is to heal people. And so that's all I'm on the earth to do now. Dale, I appreciate you coming. Is there anything else you want to say?
You know, I know it's difficult for everybody. It's a difficult disease. You know, I have days when I'm, you know, having a down day and, you know, want to call Mel and cry and say, why am I still dealing with this after two years? And, well, actually, I had symptoms longer than that before I found the community. So, really, going back 3 years. But you know, we just have to have faith in God that He's healing us. You know, it takes time. True cleansing of the body and healing of the body takes time, and you know, these pathogens are just relentless. They want to take you down, and you have to not let them. So do everything you can. Follow the guide, that the website that Mel has built. Read all of the posts, the recipes, and, make a plan for what you're going to eat, and meal prep and all that, so that you can make sure that you're following the correct diet, because diet's so important. So just making sure you're avoiding sugar, getting the proper nutrition for your body.
Okay, and let me ask you a couple of quick questions.
Well,
yeah, don't forget the WPS. I'll let Peter talk to you about the WPS in a little bit. All right, couple of quick questions, and I'm going to let you go because I know you had some plans today. All right, number one, okay, did I ever yell at you in coaching? I might have, and if I did, you got to tell them yes. And if I didn't, you tell them no.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say yell, you know, you may be real stern with me, but sometimes people need a good kick in the butt to get their act together and know that, you know, you got to do some hard work to get better. Not going to be easy.
Let me ask you this. If you're not willing to listen, can anybody help you?
No, yeah, you've got to be able to
learn,
follow instructions.
And if you want to learn, can anybody stop you from getting better?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay. So my point is,
if you want to get better, it can be done.
Was coaching beneficial to you? Because I have someone on the call who I'm not going to mention who doesn't think coaching is worth it. Okay. And, you know, I have bills. I went broke in 2015. I had to sell my car, drive a tricycle, a bicycle at 70 years old to get groceries. And then I had to move out of my apartment because I did everything for free for the first, I don't know, 15 from eight, from seven, first 7 years. So
yeah.
Forgive me that I might ask for money for my coaching, but if you compare it to doctors, it's nothing. And I'm not going to ever be rich doing this, but I can't help people who don't want to learn, who don't want to listen. I can't. What good is it if they don't hear me? Go ahead.
Yeah, and really the coaching is, you know, it's, you don't have to... Yeah, someone doesn't have to sign up for the most expensive. Maybe they could, if they are tight on money, they could do the lower, less calls or whatever. But it's definitely beneficial, and you know, it is probably more reasonable than most holistic coaches and things out there that you could find. And definitely going to the doctor. And you know what you're talking about. You know, you're definitely willing to help and listen, and even if you might not know the answer, you'll get John B. involved, or Robert Scott Bell, or Peter.
Well, Peter.
So, yeah. So yeah, you'll definitely help find out the answers. Just the other day, Mel. You know, in talking with me and now trying to help my son too, was we got on a call with John B. And so definitely the coaching is definitely beneficial and well worth the money. So I would definitely encourage anybody who's not coaching with Mel to sign up and invest in that for your own health. So,
Okay, well, I think, you know, I don't know that there's anything. Is there anything else you want to say? Because, hey, it's so frustrating for me when I can't help people because they don't let me. It is. Because I know the alternative is death. If you have this disease for a certain amount of time, you're going to die. Okay, I've seen it. But in 15 years, only one person I ever coached died, and he took his own life because he couldn't cope. Okay? And hundreds, if not almost 1,000 people restored their health. So, I think I'm done. I got a big mouth, you know. I can't help it. I'm from New York.
But yeah, there's that video out there about, it may be one of the videos on your site where about this family who, I think it showed the mom talking about the kids and her husband had passed of Morgellons. And so yeah, it definitely will take you out. So got to listen. It's very serious. Got to listen and do what you can to survive and get well from it. I'm not 100%, but I'm definitely on my way. I still have challenges, like I said, but definitely the coaching and following everything Mel says is beneficial. So I just encourage everybody, and I hope you get well soon, Mel, with your COVID. And
I'm a pretty high percentage better, based on the things that I've learned. You know, I'm not the smartest guy on earth. No way. No way. And I never said I was. But I'm here for 15 years. I know more about toxic diseases than almost any doctor on earth. I had them. MRSA. Candida. Morgellons. Cancer. And Lyme. And I'm still alive. And when I'm not fighting a cold or something like I'm dealing with now, I'm still an animal at 78 years old. So, guys, you know, if you trust anybody besides God, trust me, because it was my promise to him that I'm here and doing this, and I ain't ever going to get rich doing this. I don't need to be rich. I just need to do my job. Well, you get this, you get a if you get a little more emotional. Dale, thank you, buddy. Bless you. You have a wonderful weekend. I promised you I'd get you out of here in about 3 years, and we're really right on time frame. Really?
Yeah.
You and Dale are a blessing to me because you guys listen.
Well, thank you, Mel. Thank you for all you've done. And, you know, if I wouldn't have found the community and your site, and I hate to think where I would be now, because nobody knew anything. The doctors couldn't tell me anything. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to find, be able to go to a holistic or integrative health specialist, I finally was able to go to, and she was the only one who believed me of all the multiple primary care physicians that I went to and dermatologists that I went to, who basically told me I was crazy, told me to get out if I wasn't going to follow their protocol of just putting on a cream that was doing nothing. And so it if you can find someone like that who can, you know, if you need extra assistance, that would be good. But really all you need is Mel's community and Mel and all of the, some of the parts that he presents, the WPS, the clean green, exercise, rest, I'm forgetting everything, but the silver,
right.
The copper,
the logos.
Yeah, the logos.
The sum of the parts.
Yeah, the main supplement
comprises
yeah, main.
Of so many entities that you can't describe them all. There's
yeah,
so many things involved. You've got to be willing to want to make lifestyle changes in order to restore your health. And if it
yeah,
took you 40 years to get that sick, it's going to take you a little bit longer than you hope for to get well. Hey, in my day, it was 18 months, and if you did everything that I developed, and I developed the protocol. Yeah, I had a little help, but I brought all the components together and put them together in a system and a synergy that actually works. So, like I said, rest and sleep to me are still the number one thing. Number one. And if you don't get enough of either one of them, you're going to be here a lot longer. Hey, when I was sick, it took about 18 months. When Peter was sick, it might have taken almost 2 years. That's a long time ago. And the toxicity of this planet is insanely increased in the 15 years. So it's no doubt that it's got to take longer than it did when Pete and I got well. But you can't get discouraged. It's not Pete and my fault that the earth is so toxic today. It's the greed of man that made this.
Amen.
Yeah, and not only that, but the COVID that they came out with. I mean, I had COVID twice when I was going through trying to get well, so that put me back a little further. But, yeah. No, that's all. I appreciate it, Mel.
No, I appreciate you. I know that, you know, I know you had something planned today. You told me, and you said you'd try to show up. So God bless you, young man. You have a really great day. And we're on schedule. You know, I'm hoping to get you out of here sometime in the late summer. You know?
I hope so.
Just got to keep on doing, and you got to steal a little more rest. You got to tell the kids, not now.
Yeah. Yep.
That ain't easy. I know. I got a bunch of kids and a bunch of grandkids and a bunch of great grandkids. So, you know, when they want something, they're not like us. They can wait a little. They don't want to wait a little.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dale. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Y'all take care.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see now. Pete, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got one of the people I was hoping to come, and, you know, I had to give them their shot because they're working today on their own business.
No, that's fine. A couple of thoughts I had while Dale was giving his testimony. First of all, your emotions that you demonstrated, that right there is a great stress reliever and indicates the kind of stress that you carry keeping this website going at your age and under the physical assault that you are right now. So you just gave us a real-time demonstration of the best way to relieve stress is to let your emotions fulfill. And if it means crying, then cry. But to relieve yourself of it is important. The other thought that I had while Dale was speaking was he used the term integrative health specialist. Folks, I cannot tell you how significant that term is. My main charge and my main goal and what drives me is to empower everyone within earshot of my voice right now to become an integrative health specialist on your own, which you are fully capable of doing. I've done it. Mel in no small way has done it. John kind of sowed the seeds in our hearts for how to do it. And what I want to do is encourage and empower folks to create your own dogma, your own guidance system, so to speak, to where you can still utilize allopathic and holistic healthcare, but you become your own integrative health specialist, the operative word being integrate. You integrate the wisdom that you find here and through the other discovery that God leads you to that empowers you to make your own decisions about your health care, to take your health care back from those you've given it to your whole life. That is, I am fully persuaded that that is why I got clear of symptoms and healthy, and that's what keeps me healthy today. And that is my primary message I want to bring to you guys every time I'm here. So, Mel, if I might just share something that God put on my heart about how we can move into that arena and then kind of relate stress to it, I think that would be really helpful to empower folks here today with something, with the notion of our genes and how we can express those genes to bring about the health and mission that you and I have accomplished. It's a term called epigenetics, folks. Epi is a word that means above or over. And of course, you know, I'm always integrating biblical perspective into healing because we are wonderfully and fearfully made, basically, and God, by God's stripes, we are healed. So the healing force of the Holy Spirit is something that so many people set aside. I did it for most of my life. But it is the power that we draw upon that gives us the discernment to then again look at the integrative health approach. And then it fulfills through understanding spirit and information, worldly tasks we've got to embrace, and the whole notion of how we look at our disease and how we look at getting free from it, clear of symptoms. So epi, I just want to share real quick, epigenetics, epi over and above, is how our environment and our emotions, and we're talking about stress today, how our emotions actually express genes. How many of you out there have heard that term? And you've heard Mel and I speak about it, that you know, epigenetics is turning on and turning off genes because our genes express body functions. The human genome has about 25,000 genes that express. So how do we control our genes? We have this notion that our parents or our ancestors have given us a gene pool, which is correct, but we are not tied to what those genes do. Those genes are tied to our environment and our emotions. Let's say, to paint a picture, we walk into an architect's office and the architect is looking at his blueprint, his architect, which is what our genes are. Our genes are actually blueprints, okay? But the notion, if you were to ask that architect, is that gene turned on or is that blueprint turned on or off? He would look at you and he would say, excuse me, on or off this? The notion being that a blueprint or an architect has to read, it has to be read. And so who reads? They're not turned on and off. An architect's blueprint is not turned on and off. It is read. So who does the reading becomes the operative question. And the answer to that is your emotions read it and your environment reads it. Okay? And that's how we express what's over and above our genes is our control of our environment and our control of our emotions. So I wanted to share that because that is so important. If you take three Petri dishes, in vitro means in the laboratory, it's just a scientific term, and you put an embryonic stem cell, let's say, I've seen the research on this, a stem cell is a cell that can grow into anything. You have lots of them flowing in your body right now. But if you put one parent stem cell in three different Petri dishes with three different cultures, a culture is just like yeast or proteins or things that resemble blood so that it can grow, and you put it in three different growth mediums, you will see that one growth medium, one Petri dish might produce muscle, the second Petri dish might produce bone tissue, and the third Petri dish might produce fats. What decided which one of those Petri dishes expressed the type of cells that stem cell produced was the environment that it was in. So the question becomes, how important for stress management and for mitigating for this disease and getting clear of symptoms, how important is understanding that our environment plays the role in expressing those genes that either bring forth healing or keep us sick? It's called behavioral kinesiology. It is the key. And it's what integrative health practitioners, as Gail so eloquently put, it's what they understand. Okay, so I wanted to preface stress with that. It's a blessing that he came, Dale. I'm glad he had an opportunity. But when he mentioned, folks, that he's sitting in traffic in his commute, he's in a state of wanting to get home or needing to get to work. So his environment then is reading that stress, and he's at producing it on a physiological state, the result of reading that, the genes are expressing and cortisol comes in, which is the stress hormone. So he's under a low-level expression of cortisol while he's sitting in that traffic to and from work. That's his environment expressing or reading those blueprints of stress and producing the cortisol. That's a perfect example of how environment is affecting us and how we got to look at it to control it. Okay, so I hope that's meaningful, Mel. I hope that makes sense to everybody.
It might not make sense to everybody, but it's true, okay? And they can listen to this call when in the recording because I didn't forget to turn it on. Although, man, you're so right. My heightened emotions, okay, are because of COVID. I mean, one minute I'm fine, and the next minute I'm sweating like a pig, okay? No matter how much fluid I drink, I was telling Peter that I can see my skin is like, what did I tell you, Peter, early this morning?
Not sure I recall anything about skin, brother.
Yeah, you can tell that I'm dehydrated by looking at my legs and seeing how the skin is.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, my skin looks older than me today. But because I can't get enough fluids, because if you get this particular strain, everything inside of you is going to come out through your nostrils. And boy, it is horrible.
Yeah.
And then when you try to sleep, okay, the first night or two, you're never going to get more than 60 to 90 minutes. You're going to wake up because you can't breathe. You got to blow your nose. You got to stand there and blow it and blow it and blow it. I buy like 8 or 10 boxes of tissues at a time because I think it's $4 for $5. I'm saving money, right? I mean, I got, thank God I got paper towels. I'm almost out of 8 boxes of tissues since Wednesday.
So let's look at what's happening for you from a physiological integrative approach.
One last thing I've got to say, because it's going backwards. Peter, you and I believed, I think it was Socrates, who said, be thy own physician?
Hippocrates.
Who was it? Huh?
Hippocrates, the father of medicine, Hippocrates.
Okay, well, I keep thinking it's Socrates, not Hippocrates, but you and I grasped that. We grasped it. I did it in order to figure out how to get well, and then I became too busy with people, and you continued once you got well to do nothing but research.
Yes.
That's why you're an invaluable part of this website, and that's why I asked you to come back and help me. We were the group last year. Our website has never been as big as it was last year. After 15 years, it's like, I couldn't believe it. But
yes. Mm-hmm.
It is. But really, nobody knows your body better than you. And me, I know my body so well because I was crippled for 30 years and I had to learn about my body.
Yes.
You know it because all you ever do is research.
So, again, my role is to impress upon your audience here what is the physiological response to stress, because we must release that understanding into our consciousness, which then sets in at a cellular level. So we have to ask the question, what is stress? You know, stress is the body's response to a situation that's new, unpleasant, or threatening. The sources of stress can be big, small. They can be positive and negative. So stress is caused by it's either caused by outward circumstances over which we have no control, Dale sitting in traffic, or job losses, taxes, death of a family member is the highest stressor we can meet in our walk, is the death of a family member. Or circumstances and influence that we do have control over, such as what's really important is what I'm talking about is our inward attitudes. Which is our faith, our belief in spirit, our beliefs, our thought patterns. What are we thinking? Again, how are we? Our thoughts and our emotions are reading those genes, so we want to express them through an internal physical conditions through understanding that our thoughts matter. Our thought life can have a significant effect on our physical health. As a matter of fact, it is the single most important thing that we can do, is to control our thought. And how do we do? The best way to do that is to understand how the stress response works at a physiological level, and then look at foods we can eat that contain nutrients that support things like the adrenals and other physiological processes that will reduce the cortisol, which is the chemical component, the physiological component that the stress releases. It's not really rocket science. It just takes a different perspective, folks. So it starts with asking the question, what is stress? And then we ask the question, what are some of the signs of stress? Well, physical signs are a faster heartbeat. You get anxious, your heartbeat starts racing, your breathing increases, your muscles tense up, and you can end up with fatigue and a headache because of all that. But if you're aware and dialed into those things that are happening from a physiological perspective, that's going to help release whatever your body needs to handle that stress. Some emotional signs are going to be anxiety. If you get angry, the Bible says, you know, there's a difference between righteous anger and unrighteous anger. If you're irritable, if you feel helpless, all of those are emotional signs of stress. Then there's behavioral signs. If you're quick to anger, if you have concentration problems or brain fog, or if you're isolated because family has abandoned you, those are all behavioral signs of stress. So we have physical, we have emotional, and we have behavioral. Then we have to ask the question, is all stress bad? Well, I would say no. In fact, some stress can be helpful. Let me give you an example. It can give you energy. God gave us fear. It's the fight-flight mechanism. When the tiger arrived at the cave in ancient times, you either had to flee from it or fight it. So God gave us stress and the release of cortisol as a gift. But too much of that, or that at a low level over a constant period of time, like sitting in traffic, that's what causes or worsens health problems. So it's a tool or it's a problem. And over time, stress leads to high blood pressure. It leads to, again, fatigue, chronic pain, diabetes, anxiety, depression, and ultimately the skin issues, Mel, that you're talking about. So the last question we ask is, if we understand what is stress, what are the signs, physical, emotional, behavioral, is it all, that it's not all bad, that it's a gift from God, from the biblical side, what are the benefits then of managing stress becomes the last question. And there are many long-term benefits. Some examples that come to mind are preventing and managing certain health problems that you can avoid through keeping your mind and spirit stress-free, feeling more relaxed and enjoying life more fully. So stress, therefore, again, to reiterate in summary, Mel and everybody, it's caused by either outward circumstances over which we have no control, job losses, taxes, death of a family, or influences which we do have control. And we want to move ourselves in an understanding to where we then take our research into understanding how that stress response works. So if you want to stop for a moment and let people digest that, what my role is then, Mel, is to take you guys a little bit deeper and tell you physiologically how that stress response works. Because even if you just sit back and enjoy it and don't have to necessarily fully understand it, your cells will understand it. That's the main healing force that people in the allopathic community don't understand, is our thoughts and emotions. Reading those blueprints, epigenetics is going to express in either health or not. And the physiological side is a big part of it. Okay? Hope that makes sense to everybody.
Well,
and then we can talk about foods and vitamins. Yeah, then we can look at the foods and nutrients and some techniques.
Okay, well, once again, okay, it's important that you understand that all these different things actually play a part. I would be dead, D-E-A-D, 15 years ago if I didn't have my electric trains.
Amen. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if I told Peter, I think I probably have over the years, that was my bucket list. I was sure I was going to die. Okay, so what did I do to try to stay focused, try to figure out how to get well? I started building a model railroad. I got sick in 04, I got better in 08, and that was a long time ago, but it took 2 years to figure out the whole protocol and put it together in a way that worked. But it wasn't until WPS came into the equation that we had everything we needed to beat this disease. And I've had people who have argued with me over the years, oh, I don't need that. Oh, that's chlorine bleach. And I try to explain to them, that's what our government would like you to think. But that's not the case. WPS, in the form that we use, is in every water purification system of the one and the two powers, okay, the top two nations. Third world, fourth world, I don't know if they use it, but I know first world and second world, they all use WPS to purify the water. So used properly, it's only going to help you get better. Pete, did I ever yell at you? I'm sure I had.
Let's just say in schooling one another and in sharing, we had our moments. Let's just say that. Okay. But it's all right, personal. Yeah. I mean, so again, what I want to accomplish in this community and what I do in my ministry with the people I come alongside is I give them tools then that can help give you a guidance system and develop your own ability to handle stress. One of the single most important things you can do, folks, is identify stress. If you got a pen and pencil, the American Institute of Stress has a questionnaire that has 48 questions. Each question has a point value attached to it. So you take that quiz, you take that questionnaire, it's called the RAISE Stress Inventory. So it's write down the American Institute of Stress and the RAISE, RHAYS, Stress Inventory. Take those 48 questions. The first thing you need to do is identify specifically for your thought stream so you can express the epigenetics and read that blueprint of what's fueling it. Then your cells will react. The very first question is the death of a spouse. It's the highest point value, 100 points for that question. Then it goes down through, I'll give you a couple examples of other questions. Taking on a mortgage for a home, a new home, a foreclosure of home, sexual difficulties, being fired at work, marital problems. Here's one that I had to deal with when I took it, retirement. I was forced to retire because I wouldn't vaccinate. So a forced retirement from work, it carried a point value of, let me see here real quick, of 45. So that's a pretty strong value. The lowest point value would be vacations or major holidays, family events. All those things create stress as well, but that's on the positive side. But those have point values of like 10 to 15. So let's say you take the 43 questions, you add up all the points, then you look to what those points represent. 150 points or less tells you that you have a relatively low amount of life change and a low susceptibility to stress-induced health breakdowns. If you go from 150 to 300 points, it increases you have a 50% chance of a health breakdown in the next 2 years. So what was going on in our lives, folks, that led us to more gallons was extremely related to stress in our lives, and that's the fast-paced walk that many of us are on. If you then look at 300 points or more, based upon these 43 questions and what your point value adds up to, you end up with an 80% chance of a health breakdown in the next 2 years, according to this Holmes-RAISE statistical prediction model. So if you can identify where those stressors are, you're halfway home. You are halfway home in a physiological context where your body's going to respond through the emotional network and the way God made us to those challenges. Then you add in a worldly way, you look at foods you can eat, which is the nutritional side, okay? And you look at what's going on as you develop your ability to empower yourself in understanding functional medicine. You just go a little bit at a time, and then you understand how the stress response works. You see that there's a threat. It's either physical, emotional, cognitive, spiritual, or relational. Then you see that chemicals are produced, hormones like adrenaline. That makes nutrients available to our body, so it has a good purpose. But in a strenuous action, it creates noradrenaline, which is not good. And just understanding that empowers you at a cellular level to release healing. So our pupils will dilate. You can, if you're really stressed, you can go look in the mirror and say, "Oh, my pupils are dilating." Relax your eyes. You know, breathing increases, so you can do breathing exercises. Okay, and the American Institute of Health, or people like Mel, myself, and John can give you guidelines. Meditation, yoga, all those things are valuable tools. It gives our body more oxygen to burn added fuel that we're creating through the stress response. Then we can act with more strength and speed instead of more degradation of the internal terrain. So it's either the fight or flight, a result of a stressor, and then we just look at how, and we learn strategies based upon these greater, deeper understandings that allow us to calm down the body. Over time, this constant state of stress gets reduced. The accumulated effects that it's wreaking upon the body diminish, and the degenerative effects of it turns into a regenerative effect through that understanding. And that's when the lights go on and you have that aha moment that these numerous states that we're dealing with Morgellons of degenerative health affecting our digestive system, our skin, our heart, our circulatory system, blood sugar, which leads to diabetes, fertility, neurotransmitters, brain fog, our immune system. All of those things then come into control through thought and mind and understanding at a cellular level. That is the defining criteria.
It's your policy, right? You call me.
I'm sorry?
No, I muted them.
Oh, so then we look at foods. What foods can do that? You know, take your discovery to vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins like B, A, D, E, and K, along with foods that are high in amino acids. Okay, the Logos Renaissance powder does that. We can take adaptogenic herbs. I relied a lot upon and still do. Ginseng, ashwagandha is a great relaxing herb. And we can eat foods that relax as well. Special supplements that are provided from Logos. He has Anxiotane, which has a lot of these things that are going to help mitigate on the nutritional side. What Mel has shared with you that's so valuable and so important, and I concur completely, daily times of sleep, napping, deep relaxation, one or two times per day for 5 or 10 minutes. Just breathe. Grab your Bible is what I do and bring the Spirit into you. You have to get adequate sleep. You must avoid sleep deprivation. And that is the big challenge with microwave syndrome right now because it's constantly keeping our body in that positively charged circadian state to where, you know, we're not releasing enough melatonin and we're not being inclined to enter into that sleep state. So chronic sleep loss, folks, produces serious health risks and will mimic
will
the effects of...
Would you suggest that they unplug the microwaves?
I haven't had a microwave in 5 years. Aside from the additional frequency, it also irradiates your food and kills all the nutrition in your food. So why would you want to irradiate your food when you could cook it, you know?
So the answer to that is you unplug the microwave that came in the house or the apartment, and the answer would be yes.
Yes, and the answer would also be if you're going to use it, understand you're reducing the nutritional value and stand away from it when it's running. You don't want to bombard your body with any more of that frequency. TV, watching TV can be either restful or harmful. If you're watching a TV program where there's all kinds of violence and things, that is not good for us, folks. But if you're watching a sitcom or I watched a movie last night, A Dog's Life, I haven't laughed more in my life. It's 3 a.m. and I'm watching this movie because I'm just in this blissful laughter, and then I cried at the end because of the message in the movie. Those are wonderful ways that TV can help us, but we're all too caught up in watching what the mainstream TV shows are now, which are designed to generate stress. So there you go. But music, if you listen to music, a lot of us fall away from that as we get older. Music is a wonderful stress-relieving tool. Sing. I sing in the choir at church. I've never felt healthier in my life then when I get home from church on Sunday after singing in the choir, it releases endorphins. I can't sing. I have a terrible voice. I can't sing to any song on TV, but when I'm at church singing psalms and hymns, the Holy Spirit just fulfills in my life, and that glory I give to God in that way is so healing, so therapeutic. So just these are just some of the notions that I want to empower
I tell everybody if they watch movies that they must watch silly movies. Movies
Amen.
That will absolutely make them laugh, okay? And I always recommend Mel Brooks and his Insanity because I relate to Insanity, okay? I've been called insane for an awful long time, but I mean, I've never not stopped laughing watching a Mel Brooks movie. And there are movies that are just like that, okay? So I think it's great, but now I'm going to tell you in front of everybody, you're a bad boy. What are you doing up at 3 a.m.?
That's one. I'm glad you asked that question, brother, because, you know, you and I have, and I've shared with this community and people here in my church family and in my walk and my ministry and the people I help, that I have, since November, when the merger between T-Mobile and Verizon took place, which connected all the towers for 5G to be able to be utilized, that's when my insomnia began. And so I would been looking for a while for something outside of melatonin and L-theanine, which are typical type hormone approaches to help sleep, that they just don't work long term. In the short term, they may work. So I found, I actually didn't found it, the Lord led me to it. Tart cherry extract or tart cherry juice is just, I've slept four nights in a row. I've got my circadian rhythms coming back of night and day. And tart cherry extract has tryptophan. Again, here's the physiological side, which is what is in turkey and why we probably get sleepy after a big meal at Thanksgiving. Tryptophan right now for me in tart cherry extract is got me sleeping again at night. So then there's your nutritional component that we integrate into the understanding of the emotional network as well. And finally, I always have to tell you guys, you've got to release spirit. The whole power, healing power of the Holy Spirit is clearly spoken of in the Bible. If we look at Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. So much scripture. Love casts out fear. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Do not worry. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry, has worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Okay? I mean, there's so a happy heart. Proverbs 17:22. A happy heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Peace of mind, Proverbs 14:30, a sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Worrying robs our peace. Look at Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Bring the spirit of love and grace and dignity, like I prayed for, that sweet, inward, gracious frame of spirit, which freely submits to and delights to all the wise and fatherly disposal of every condition in our walk. So, you know, the Bible is a very powerful tool to transform our spirit from stress into joy. And then, so I hope this is, it's a challenge, of course. We need to challenge ourselves with stress as well, because if you can take yourself into integrating physiological understanding with spiritual biblical understanding with a global perspective, and then dump on top the ice cream on top of nutrition and nutrient support in Mel's protocol. You put, again, Dale mentioned it, you put the sum of all that together, and the end result is you thrive, you're healthy, and you just can't fake it. Mel, myself, John, and everyone that we've come alongside and brought to a better state buys into fully this notion of this simple equation that is so powerful. But it's going to challenge you. Last thing I'll say is with the physiological side, but that's a good challenge, because you're going to release healing at a cellular potential that you can only release by reading those genes, by understanding the physiology, some of which I've just shared with you. Okay, so I challenge you guys, and hope all that makes sense. I hope that helps.
Well, it doesn't always make sense, okay? But if they'll do the work, if they'll read, if they'll try to understand it, it's only going to enhance their ability not only to get better, okay, but to stay better. Hey, look, Pete, I got COVID, okay? So what happened? I left Reno to save money to continue my ministry. And I moved into a house that was over a toxic something. I got so sick, I lost 34 pounds in 23 days and looked like I was going to get put in the ovens of Auschwitz, okay? And then I come and get rescued by someone who I saved their life, and now they're trying to save my life, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that didn't really work. I was here and I wasn't all better, but I had to move and get my own place because we weren't compatible under the same roof. Although I believe we have love for one another, I also know that it was a different kind of love. I loved her in an emotional and spiritual and intellectual way, and she loved me for my blue eyes and long legs. That never lasts.
Yep.
Hey guys, that's a treat, okay? You can think I'm nuts, but that, I know what it is. I'm old enough to understand love and the different kinds and all of that. But the point being is then I move and I hate the place I live in. It's on the second floor, and I'm nervous going down the steps holding onto the handrails because there's so much humidity that the rails are always slippery.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, slick. So me, and I know if I fall, I've been told I was not allowed to roller skate, ice skate, any of that stuff when I got well. Because I've been told if you fall, you will never walk again. We can't fix that mess the second time. So
yes.
That's why I'm leaving here, okay? And I think I'm going to Colorado. At least I've been looking at apartments and things in Colorado. And I'm looking to a sponsor right now. This is no lie, guys. I've asked someone who's got millions of dollars to give me a little so I could get a 3 or 4 bedroom house in Colorado and start my clinic.
Yes.
Yes. So
yeah,
I don't know where I was going with all of this. Really, Peter. You lose your trend of thought when you have this disease. You sweat intermittently. It's just a nightmare, this mess. It's a whole different nightmare. I never had this nightmare before.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm laughing and the fact that I allowed you to see things today that I've never allowed you people to see before.
Yes.
You know, I was willing to get rid of some of the stress because if you don't think talking to every one of you every day of my life is not stressful, well, I have you have about 100 times more. And so does Pete. I don't know how many is in his ministry. I got to figure 20, 30, 40. My doctor, Shannon Zamboni, told me never to do this. He told me, don't ever do this. You do not want to do this. This is going to shorten your life. I said, Doc, how can it shorten the life of a lunatic? She said, you are crazy. You know, so, guys, I have 10 Bibles in the house. That's no lie. I had 9, and when I had the fire in Reno, I bought 10. And every day before I start, I open one or two and I go to, they're in different rooms. They're not all in the same place. That's not going to work. Okay? But every day I read out of one or two, mostly two. Some days I do one. And then I'll start my day because right away I'm calmer. I'm more relaxed.
Amen. So, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's one of the real benefits for me over the years is being able to go into the book in the morning. It's dark. Every day it's dark. And, you know, if it's really not cold and the stars are out, I'll go sit on the terrace, turn the light on the terrace, and I'll read out there under the stars because that is muy bueno, as they might say here. I mean, that's really so peaceful. You've got no idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, I keep jumping in, you know, even when I'm sick.
So let me try again just to give a simple summary here, and I'll paint a picture. There's an internal chemistry to jealousy. There's an internal chemistry to anger. There's an internal chemistry to love. Those are those three Petri dishes that we talked about that are reading the genes. That's the epigenetics. Thoughts influence every decision, action and physical reaction in our walk, okay? So we cannot allow our thoughts to become toxic and poisonous. And the whole notion of we detox the body, we detox our thoughts the same way. Do a daily conscious moral inventory of what is troubling you. Give it to God, and that consider while you're doing that, that's an emotional release program. That's part of a protocol as well. By learning to practice, you know, an effective thought life and experiencing what Mel just did through tears, that's an emotional detox, and experiencing an emotional release, you will be able to lead an emotionally sound and physically healthy life. And it's something that we learn, like everything. So, and the last, I want to close with scripture now in terms of the stress component. And if you want to take a couple minutes what do you want to talk about? The COVID is what I'm trying to say. But I wanted to share with you, goodness, I can't find it now. It was Hebrews. There's a verse in Hebrews that is so.
Okay, I'm going to open up the floor to questions about what we discussed. And when you find it, you go, I got it.
Yeah, I've got it. It's Hebrews 4:14-16. So seeing then that we have a great high priest, which would be Christ, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, like we do in prayer, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Your sufferings are purposeful. Romans 8:28 is one of the most important verses in the Bible, and this is my last thought. And it begins with three most powerful words. This we know. That's a command from God. This we know, that God works all things, quote unquote, together for good for those who love him, so that we might know his perfect will for us. Our suffering leads to perseverance. We learn to deal with it. Our perseverance leads to character. It becomes a strength inside of us because we become overcomers through our belief. And then that leads to the hope that does not disappoint, which is getting clear of symptoms and a return and renewal to our life. That's how it works for me. It's how it works for anyone that comes into understanding the power of Christ in our life. And if we don't get that part of the healing journey, people just don't always get all the way there. Okay. Thanks, Mel, for giving me a chance to speak today. I love you guys, and I hope it was helpful today. And I know it's challenging, and I know it's hard.
Whoa. Remember me doing that a lot? Whoa. Listen, you were not going anywhere. You got to answer questions. Yeah. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, you got a question? Come on, put your hand up or scream. Nobody has a question. That's totally unconscionable. No, we got Laurie. Laurie really wants to know. All right, there we go. Good, guys, good. All right, Laurie, you were first, so I'm going to go with you. And then, you know, our infamous spy couple, Mr. and Mrs. What's-her-name, they're next. But hold on. Go ahead, Laurie. Unmute yourself, dear.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Peter. So nice to be here again.
Stop. Lori, what are you not allowed to be?
I didn't say sorry. I said it was. Okay. I got it.
Okay. I know you got it. Thank God I'm sick. I can't run in the kitchen and eat a donut. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll start over. I do have a question on what you said about the difference of stress as far as, like, your family, like, rejecting you or some kind of a hurt like that. So that would fall into the area of, like, a deep hurt and rejection, bruised, what does the Bible say, a broken heart, a bruised spirit, who can bear, yeah. I just had a question on that one, that you made a mention of it.
Well, I would lead you, Lori, to take the stress inventory, and I'm looking at it right now to see if there's a point value for. How would you simply characterize for me what you're dealing with? A loss
rejection
of a family.
Rejection of loved ones.
Yes, okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yep. Is that fair, Lori? Rejection? Because I suffer from the same thing, and it affects my immune system, but I can't tell everybody why.
Okay.
But is that correct, Lori? Rejection of loved ones?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it breaks it down a little more, a son or daughter leaving home, a marriage issues, legal troubles, I mean, this is outstanding personal achievement is a positive side, but it can still create stress. So I would, again, I would lead you, Lori, the first thing you want to do is identify where those stressors lie. And this is 48 questions that are going to look at a broad spectrum of behaviors and experiences that will help you delineate down, distill down where your stressors actually lie. And then you can, once you know that, you're going to be halfway there.
Can we make a post about this and I'll put a link to it?
Yes, I would be happy to.
Because the less work we make, the happier they are.
I'd be happy to. I think people overlook the value of, doctors don't. Allopathic medical care puts a strong emphasis on diagnostics. The problem is they take the diagnostics and prescribe to suppress or mask the symptoms that come from that diagnostic instead of treating the condition. But I think diagnostics lead us to the foundation. It distills down what that issue is that we need to address, whether it be on an emotional sphere like stress or whether it be on a physical sphere like co-infections of Morgellons or immune deficiency or things along those lines. So it begins with an understanding of where those characteristics are unfolding in our walk. And tools like this inventory will help you do that, Lori. They'll help you get such a better handle on what's making you stressful. And then you can take your thoughts about that and change them, and then that's reading that diagram that your genes are going to express health through that understanding. That's how it works. That's how the body works, and so many people really need to more fully embrace that notion, that esoteric idea, so to speak. Okay, I hope that helps, Lori.
Okay, thank you. It does.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Like I said, there'll be a post, then there'll be a link, and all you got to do is click and be willing to read. Do you remember the days before the calls, Pete, when we had them every 3 or 4 months? But all I would ever say to everybody every day, every time I spoke to them, is read, 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 and read some more. And let me tell you, if you don't think your life is worth it, you're going to take a hell of a lot longer to get better. The more you read on this website, the more you listen to all the past conference calls, you learn so much that we don't even think about so much anymore. It's like ingrained in Peter and I, but there are tips that other people will give you that will expedite your health.
Yes.
You agree, Peter?
Yes, absolutely, Mal. I concur. The reason I stay so dedicated, and sometimes it's hard because it takes initiative and a will to do it when sometimes I'd rather put on a movie. But I stay dedicated on my research and on learning because I am so fully persuaded that that is what releases the healing potential that allows me to keep Morgellons at bay. This disease will constantly try to raise its head against you, folks. And then once you understand it fully, it surrenders. It surrenders to you through that understanding. But I see online, Mel, so many websites, and all they're doing is focusing on the pictures. What is this? Can somebody tell me what this is? This came out, and it's just insane. It's just insane. And you've always said, Mel, focus on the cure. I look at addiction in my addiction groups that I work with at a church over in another town. I tell them, you guys need to get out of living in the problem and start living in the solution. And that's focusing on the cure. So, you know, I never looked at pictures on websites. I never had a microscope where I looked at my skin. I did look at my microscopy that would show what was taking place so I could understand what's happening in my blood. But none of that mattered. I was living in the solution by learning how to understand the deep physiological aspects that I want to share with you guys. That is the defining difference that's going to get you to the happy dance, as Mel says, or that is the end game. The emotional content that we learn to control. Developing your own guidance system is far more important. I wrote this in a post, Mel, once. Developing your own guidance system is far more important than following the current dogma that you will find online from a doctor or anywhere else. Your own instincts, and Mel has proved this out time and time again. I laugh with him about it. Your own instincts, God-given discernment, is going to lead you into areas of discovery that are going to really, really become a weapon and a tool against your disease. Okay, can't say it enough.
Part of my life has been the belief, of course, even as a younger person, in God, not understanding it and stuff. But I mean, I went to every kind of church you could possibly go to, including the one I had the most fun at was a Black Baptist church in Georgia, where me and the woman that I was with, who she took me there, and I mean, I never had so much fun. I mean, they singing and clapping and dancing and praising, and they all walk out of there. They look like they just had a hot fun Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that's surely
important.
You know, I happen to I look at my faith as just my own personal impressions of how Christ walked. I don't see Christ as running up and down with his hands up. I see him down on one knee, being very humble and reverent. So, and that was my biggest challenge. You know that, Mel, was to overcome my own ego and my own idea that I knew what to do. If you try to work, if you try to do things. Now, this doesn't go against developing your own guidance system, but if you try to do things outside of God's plan for you, it's just probably never going to work.
Amen.
So we have to surrender. We have to surrender his will for us. And again, in Romans 8:28, this we know, that he works all these things together for good for those that love him. It's purposeful. The disease is purposeful. I've always said it's the greatest blessing in my life because I just turned 70 yesterday, as a matter of fact, was my birthday, and I am healthier now than I was in my 50s, which is a direct result of having the disease and what it taught me and what it brought me through and how it strengthened me.
That's how I feel. Okay, what I learned from getting over all the different things I went through, and you went through more than just Morgellons, baby, and you know it, but what we learned from it, okay, is why we are. I mean, I'm feeling better now that I cried, quite frankly. I mean, yeah. How many people my age could do what I do? I don't even have friends anymore. They're all dead.
Let me tell you one fascinating thing that you did by crying. Folks, when you cry, a lot of people have issues with their eyes as part of the stages of Morgellons as it unfolds. I did as well. You have a gland called the lacrimal gland. So if I take you into the physiological arena of understanding that the lacrimal gland creates tears, those ducts get clogged when you cry. It's God's natural way of clearing that ducting system and detoxing the lacrimal gland. So there's a physiological value to tears that if you understand that, you're going to relish and rejoice in crying rather than, oh, you know, I don't want to cry. But that's a detox, emotional detox. You just did it, Mel. And it's you're going to be stronger against whatever you're fighting in your...
I feel better than I did in the last 3 days. And for me, you know, sometimes I think I'm Superman, really. Because how could I get this much better in that short a time? But it's all the things that we learned, okay? So, hey, I look down at the board and I see 4 people left. So I'm going to give you my nasty opinion. Yolanda's been coming here on and off for 6 or 7 years, and she could never do it, never do any of it. But she kept coming once in a while. Haven't seen her in over a year. She left early. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Ann and Joe, I know that Joe has to go do the grocery shopping at a certain time every Saturday. So he's off on his way to shop. But they'll listen to the call, okay? Because their daughter loves my voice, okay? They say she rocks the crib when I call and start trying to talk to her. Okay, so he's excused. All right. Now,
you know, some people, Mel, I think some people will leave because they're not fully persuaded in the value of faith, and they may see my message as evangelizing, which it's not. It's just speaking the truth in love. But some people don't want to hear about
Peter,
religious
people. No. There's only one person like that, and he's gone. But they were going to ask a question, but we didn't get to him quick enough, okay? And I begged him to get coaching. They don't want to do it. He told me that whenever I called him, he didn't have any questions. And I guess I'm going to be in trouble for this, but I don't really care. I really don't care anymore. If you're not going to let me help you, you're going to be here forever. End of story.
But questions
and
are...
If you can't afford it, I do it for free. There are people here I call them 5 times a week, 4 times a week. Once a week I yell, and the other 4 times I answer their questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, hey.
So,
and then,
I think questions are important. It gives people a chance to meet their...
You know what I said earlier? If you don't want to learn, nobody can help you. And if you want to learn, nobody can stop you. That was directed at him, and he knew it. day.
Well, that's a very powerful.
When you don't feel well, I pull less punches than any other time. All right. But I certainly understand, Lori, and I'll be glad to discuss this with you. I suffer from that same thing right now. It's horrible. I mean, it is horrible. All right, is there a, before we go to COVID, any more questions about what we talked about? And let's stick on the COVID here now, because this is key. Any questions, real quick? Don't be shy. If I can cry, you can ask a question.
Can I make a statement?
Who's that?
It's Sunny.
Oh, hi, Sunny.
Hi.
You know, Sunny, I suggest now that you know my home phone number that you call me. Did I tell you this already?
No.
Okay, well, you should start calling me because I don't have you in the book anywhere. I have you on my phone one place, but I don't know that I actually have the number. I probably do. But I'm telling you, you need my help, and obviously you can't afford it. So you start calling me. It's okay. I'll give you free calls.
Okay. All right. Is it okay if I
hope I didn't embarrass you. I didn't embarrass you, did I?
No, but thank you very much. Can I make a statement, though? Peter mentioned something about trusting God, and obviously, you know how much I am in love with God. One of the things that I'd like people to know is, when I first got toxic black mold, it was many years ago. It was 1989. I was living in Hawaii, and I had been living there many, many years. And the last 7 years, I was in a house with toxic black mold. Before I moved into that house, I asked God quickly. No, I didn't even ask God. I just assumed it was the right thing to do. Because I had lived there earlier when the house was brand new and it was perfect, you know, and everything was good. Okay, this time I'm much closer to God, but nobody had ever taught me, ask God before you do anything. And so I moved into the house, and within 3 months, I was dying. I was very close to death. And, of course, at that time, I was still with allopathic doctors, and they said, you know, they tried different things, and it was killing me more. I was dying more from those things than from the toxic black mold. But the main thing that I want to get across is when we want to do something like moving, or, well, getting married, or anything that's big, anything. If we don't ask the Lord and get direction from Him, ask Him and wait for an answer. We don't just assume that we have an answer. I've done that before. But if we wait, we ask and wait, and we make sure it's His will. Because I tell you what, if we don't do His will, if we go against that thing and we do our own will, it's going to be trouble. It always has been for me. I've learned the hard way in a lot of things. But I think that moving into that house was the biggest thing, because it took my health. And I just want to make that known to everybody, because what Peter said was so perfect. And I just wanted to add to it. So thank you.
Bless your heart, sister.
Well, I will not tell you, Pete, in front of all these people, about the time I did not listen to God when I wasn't a real believer, but I asked Him about something, and He told me to run. Now, I'm looking down behind this church. I thought I was going to tell you, crew confession days, guys. So I'm behind the church at the rehearsal, and it's like a toilet bowl going sloping down of all beautiful green grass. And I said, Doc, should I do this? And believe it or not, he said, run. He said, run. And I'm looking around, and there's nobody there. I did not run. I have regretted it every moment of my life.
Mm. Wow.
Now, I can't tell you that I've asked God for everything since then. But now that she just said what she said, I'm going to go to church. And I don't really go to church much, because we have church. And I'm going to sit there. I also have a beautiful prayer park where it's near my house that I go and stop in on every one of my days off for 5 or 10 minutes. I'm going to go there on my next day that I feel good. I'm going to ask him about moving, make sure I know that I don't want to move anymore. I want to finally get to a place and settle. I miss Reno something because of the offered me things that I had never had before. It was, and I've lived in Europe, and I've lived in Brazil, and I've lived in Palm Springs, Atlanta, Georgia, New York City. I never was in a place more beautiful than Reno and Tahoe.
Yeah.
But I'm believing that where I'm going to be moving to Loveland, I like the name. I wouldn't mind being in love one more time. Okay? And it's got the same scenario about, it's got less people, which is good for me, because when I got to Reno, there were 300,000, and when I left, there were 3.5 million. But I'm not moving until I get okay this time, because, wow, what if I make another move and I don't have the guidance that I really should have? That's not going to be cool. I'll really be miserable then.
And, you know, one of the things that you do, I asked John Bergsteiner once how he manages stress, Lori. And, Lori, one of the most profound statements in my life was his response. He said, I serve, two words, I serve. So, Mel, you serve this community. You're constantly working to do God's work. When we serve, it's one of the best ways to deal with stress, and it's one of the best ways to manifest health in our life is to serve. Be of service to others. And, Clearly, that's a powerful healing tool. So bless your heart, Lori. Thanks for your love of the Lord. And, you know, release the power of him to heal you and stay faithful. When we are faithful, he is faithful. He will fulfill the promise. Believe me, this is purposeful. This we know. Okay, sweetheart, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Sunny. And thank you, anyone who's asked a question. Anybody else have a question? All right, hey. I'm going to go around the room before I let them talk about COVID because we're running, oh, holy moly. I don't even know what time it is, Chief.
Yeah, we've been on a while. Well, you know, Dale, you know, you had some testimony early on, and Dale shared his experiences. So, you know, we used up some time early on, but that's okay. You know, we invited God in, the Holy Spirit led, and you know, people that want to stay the course, it takes persistence and resolve with this disease. They'll stick around and they'll take in as much as they can. It's only a couple hours out of your week. It's not much, but I think it's been a good call. And thank you for giving me a chance to speak here again today, brother.
No. I ain't going very far without you anymore. You bring a dimension to the website that I feel, you know, blessed that we reunited. And I told you, you know, if I go before you, you have to take over.
Well, if God calls me to, we'll have to see what his plan is for me, but I'd be happy to do that. It'd be an honor to serve this community. Therapeutic alliances that we talked about, you know, that's a verse in Hebrews I was looking at. It says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, that's us here, a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, which is reaching remission from this insidious disease. So, again, there's so much wisdom, discernment, and the ability to heal in Scripture that people miss, and God has just charged me to bring it forth. This is a forum where I can do it. So thank you, brother.
All right. Well, hey, Robert Scott Bell, you and I, we're going to do the call February 3rd or February 17th, and we'll make COVID one of the subjects. Because Bell, okay, and you know more about it than almost anybody, or Dr. Edward over there at Sovereign Silver and Copper, oh, he's a bright cookie. You ought to talk to him. He said he'd like to talk to you.
Yeah,
he listens to all the calls, okay, and he's not ill, and he's not working for us.
Is that the doctor at the company that produces the silver and copper?
Yeah.
That you're talking about? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says there's more good information on here than anywhere else on this planet about toxic diseases. He says it's incredible. How did you review it?
And not one picture yet in the 4 Facebook groups I'm on. I get, again, all you see is pictures. Living in the problem. And here we live in the solution. That's the blessing, and, you know, like just like the Word of God, so many people miss your website and your purpose, you know. But, you know, we're gonna get it out every day and do our best we can, and that's what matters to God. So,
hey, If people want to dwell in the misery, I can't help them. But if they want to get well, I find that 85% of the people, maybe even 90 now, because we always talk religion. We put it all over Facebook, too, because I don't care what people think. Okay? But you once told somebody, and boy, did I get pissed off at you, that you can't get well here unless you believe in God. And you know what, Pete? I think you were right.
He is the great physician. By his stripes we are healed. Amen.
Okay. All right, people, let's all on the count of three, don't thank this guy. I mean, you know, he's part of us now. But let's all wish him a happy birthday. How about happy birthday? Oh, by the way, the funny, I give everybody a joke at my own expense. Today, Peter was talking about church and singing in the choir. So I started singing. And Peter said, man, you have a nice voice. And I said, every time I sing on the website, they boo me.
Well,
all right.
I think we should all be applauding anyone that cares enough as you care to dedicate yourself and over 10 years to the greater toxic disease community. That in and of itself is noteworthy, and the Father sees, brother. The Father sees, and that's why
he
blesses you.
No, I figured that he helped me get this well this quick because he doesn't want me sick. That's what I believe. I mean, how many people my age could be to where I am in 2.5 days?
Yeah. In Christ's ministry, the largest, one of the largest parts of his ministry was healing. Healing the sick.
Well, yeah. That I remember, he would talk, he would touch people and they would be healed. Man, that's pretty, I wish I could do that. I, you know.
So the message
anyway,
there is we worship a God that wants us, we worship a God that wants us healthy. That's the bottom line. He wants us healthy and thriving. All we have to do is receive it, but it doesn't always come in the way we want it to. Sometimes it comes through. Sickness and affliction is a purifying process. That's what people need to understand.
All right, on the count of three, I'm unmuting you. Man, these new reading glasses, I spent a fortune. They don't work. My old $3 readers look better. I mean, I am so upset with the people, okay? I've had to go three times and have two eye exams to try to get reading glasses that don't work. Ah, it's just unbelievable. All right, time wasted, money spent, the whole thing. Everybody on the count of three, happy birthday, Peter. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Thank you, guys. Praise the Lord. He's given me another year, so I'm going to stick around as long as I can. I'm putting up a post right now as we speak on the American Institutes of Science link that will take you folks to the Holmes Ray Inventory, Stress Inventory. It's like 47 questions. I would urge you to take it and then to re-listen to this call and try to put all the pieces together. And then just let the Spirit fulfill in you. Just let God do his work and you'll be. I believe, I'm fully persuaded that each and everyone here on this call today, God will fulfill the promise and bring you into remission and get you clear of symptoms. It's just in his timing, not in ours. And even when we think he's late, he's always on time. So stay faithful. When we are faithful, he's faithful. And call it forth. Call forth the healing and give thanks ahead of time until it arrives. That's the way Vernon McGee taught us to pray was call forth the healing. It's already been given to you. The kingdom of God is within. First seek his righteousness and his kingdom, and all else will be added unto you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for but not yet seen. So release your faith. Come boldly before the throne. Realize that when we are faithful, he is faithful. Do the works that James spoke about. Faith with the works that we teach, physiology, Mills protocol, the dosing, the health strategies that we talked about today. You put that equation together, the sum of those parts, and God will fulfill the promise and bring you through this. And then you'll see it as a blessing for the rest of your life. That has always been my testimony, and there's great truth in it, folks. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone who stuck around, and Dale, and Carrie Ann, and Joe, okay, because there ain't no doubt that all of you who are here and those people are all going to, oh, well, Carrie Ann, look at the baby and the mother. I mean, they just got back from Vegas. I mean, these people get well. They never take me with them. It's unbelievable, Pete. All right.
Yeah. He's been a blessing.
All right, everybody. God bless. Have a great day. Thank you all for coming. Bye-bye now. We'll see you tomorrow at prayer. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Next Saturday, the 20th, we have John from Logos Nutritionals giving us the first of the year update and here to answer any questions you might have. So be there with us next Saturday, the 20th,